Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Sharing Change is funded by members who donate and support nonprofits here in the community. More than $11 million have gone to nonprofits assisting worthy causes around. Find out more at sharingchange.org. It's time to talk about Steered Straight and Steered Straight 2, Furniture and Thrift, out on Middle Tennessee Boulevard. Jennifer Sanchez joins us here this morning, and we are full-throated into fall, aren't we?
We are, we are. And actually, it feels like it's today. Yeah. A little bit. We actually got out of, we're not in the 90s. Yeah, for a day.
Yeah, the first day of fall was like in the lower 90s. It was crazy.
It's like, you know? Hey, you know what? That's why I moved here.
That's Tennessee weather for you.
I love Tennessee weather. I love it.
If you don't like it today, you know.
Give it a minute.
Yeah, it'll change. And, you know, even in the wintertime, we have some fairly mild days for winter.
I love it. Yeah, I remember one Christmas, I think we went out for a walk or something like that, either the day before or something like that. Like it was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. I love that. I love this. I love this.
It is always interesting what the weather may bring each and every day. So you have to have all the different clothes, you know, short sleeve shirts or sweatshirt, and then
layers,
heavy jackets.
Yep.
And, yeah, layer up, right?
Yes, I've gotten used to doing layers. I keep coats in my car now for that moment of why is it cold all of a sudden? Like, what happened? we've gotten used to that.
Yeah. Well, that you're full fledged Tennessean now. So
thank you. I love that. I love that.
So Steered Straight, we know we're going to talk about Steered Straight 2, Furniture and Thrift, obviously, and the store actually helps to keep things going with the nonprofit. So what is Steered Straight? What is that all about?
Sure. It's Michael DeLeon and his wife, Darla. They have been doing this, I think they're going on 19 years now. So it's been some time for sure that they go into schools and they talk to students about drug and alcoholism, suicide and bullying. And of course, our latest is vaping. So they talk about vaping also. And when everybody asks me about this, I said, do you remember kind of a DARE program once upon a time in grade school? Similar to that. So similar to that program when they talk about stuff like that. However, it's his story in a nutshell. He started, there was a divorce. And it with his parents, and it just kind of that spiraled him down. And at 11 years old, he was offered a cigarette. You know, hey kiddo, it's okay, life's not that bad, here's a smoke. And then, hey, you know, come to this party. At 11 years old, he went to this party, and that's when he was offered his first drink. And then it went from there. So then it went into, you know, pot and eventually other drugs, which eventually led him into selling drugs too. So he went into selling drugs, he went into the whole gang stuff, and unfortunately the gang stuff got really out of hand, really out of control, and they actually went looking for him, and he was in hiding, but they had his mom's address. And they knocked on his mom's door and they killed his mom.
Wow.
For that. So, and because of that and that realization and his sister being very upset with him, of course, that landed him right in jail. And so he spent about 12 years in prison. And while he was in prison, there was another TV show called Scared Straight in there. But he didn't like the whole scaring factor. He felt that was kind of going on deaf ears. He thought, how do we get ahead of this? You know, if someone would have got ahead of it for me, what would you do? And that's getting into the schools and talking to the youth before they make the mistake. Or maybe they are making mistakes now, and hey, let's stop while before it gets too bad. So he goes into schools and he talks to he does assemblies there, he does parent academies, talks to the teachers, the staff, the counselors. He actually does a prison ministry also, and if he goes, and so his wife will do the women's prison, so right. She'll go to the women's prison, he'll go to the men prisons. And he's talking to them. He's like, here's my life story in a nutshell. And people did reach out to me, but I kept rejecting them. So don't reject, help. And so he really, really presses that in his message. Don't reject, help.
So you said a lot of interesting things there. But one that kind of stood out to me, you know, going into the schools, Michael is not a young fellow anymore. So how do you keep up with, you know, with what the going thing is, you know, and you mentioned vaping a second ago, and that's obviously a big issue right now. I mean, I wonder how he keeps up to date on all of that.
He does. He is super personable. Oh my gosh. Like, as serious as this is, and he really does, he gets very serious. I've been to his schools. I've seen it. I've seen it live. So he is very, very serious. But once he's off stage and he's talking with the youth, like, he'll go and have lunch with them. So if that's their lunch period, the next he'll go sit down and have lunch with them and he'll talk with them. So he gets right down on their level. And of course he wears his hat backwards because I think he thinks that's cool and stuff. And we'll let that go. But but he gets right on their level and he talks to them, and he's so good about it.
So they're telling him stuff, really.
They are telling him stuff, and they are writing him. I've seen the letters, text messages that come in, because then there's a board that you can go to on Steer Straight, you know, write something on it, or he gets letters and cards and text messages saying, you know, this changed my life. Thank you for talking to me. So he is right there in the thick of it. So it, not that he's just on stage going, this, and this. After it's over with, he goes to them. He talks to them. He stays after every assembly. He gets down there. Kids come up and talk to him all the time. And then, like I said, he'll even go to their lunches. So he wants that personal relationship with them, that he know, that let them know adults aren't scary.
Sure.
That there are adults out there that really truly want to help. And he had adults in his life that truly wanted to help. And unfortunately he did say no to them. But he's hoping that he can be one of those adults that maybe somebody won't say no to him. And he gets handed in vapes all the time. He has a vape box. So every school he goes to, there's a box that says, drop this off here. No questions, no ask. If you want to talk, we can talk. And he gets vapes all the time. And that's young. I mean, fourth graders are vaping. And it's because they're stealing brother or sisters, maybe even mom and dad's vape pens.
For kids to have, you know, that young, middle school, high school, and have a connection, what he has to say is powerful, and it keeps their attention. It's not like one of those eye-rolling assemblies, right?
It's not. Because he is talking about his life and his story, but he will go into other teenager lives and stories. So he's given other stories from other parents of successes and also deaths. Mm-hmm. So he'll go in there and say, this is so-and-so. So-and-so started because... I know one of the stories was she's a cheerleader. She fell off one of the towers, and she was broke her knee or broke her leg, something. And so the doctor stopped giving her pain meds. Well, she felt she was still in pain. So she started looking for pain meds elsewhere, which led to addictions. And they show the picture. They show the picture of her as a cheerleader and then what she looks like addicted. And unfortunately, her life story did come to an end because she was just so far addicted into that. And again, who knows, you know, her fault, parent fault, doctor fault, not sure. I'm not sure on that story end of it. But he talks about other students, so he talks about their age group,
right?
Also, so it's not just his age group, and obviously him being something older on stage. He's talking about other people that their age, on what happened to them, why did they start rolling into drugs or alcohol or whatever that might look like. And then, like I said, there are success stories that come out of it and saying they're healthy, clean today, they're thriving, they're married, they're doing this or that. But he also talks about the deaths. So, yeah.
Jennifer Sanchez with Steered Straight and Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift joining us today. And the Furniture and Thrift store helps to keep Michael out on the road and Darla, and, you know, used to get him in front of as many people as possible, and some great deals, you know.
Yes.
So that's cool too. And that's really your passion, is the thrifting, isn't it?
It is. I mean, don't get me wrong. I back Darla and Michael 100%. Sure. I want this store to thrive and survive, to help them completely, and they know that. I've been with them for almost 4 years now, so I'm definitely 100% behind them. And they are really good people. Yes, for my store, I love my store. I love how it looks. I got great employees that do their best in keeping it clean and keeping it looking great and decorating, and how would your room be decorated, and and shelving and how that looks. And of course, right now, vintage is all in Halloween mode and fall mode. So all of the Halloween is out. We've got costumes. We've got knickknacks. We've got decor. We've got all that fun stuff. We've got Thanksgiving. All that's out already. All that fun turkey stuff. So we've got that set. And it's already been being bought. It's going. So it's really good. So that's fun. And then, oh my gosh, in middle of October, we will be setting Christmas.
So like 3 weeks, two weeks?
Yes. So in the middle of October, we'll have another room. Our boutique room will turn into Christmas. So, because we just have so much of it. So yeah, it's rolling itself out. But right now I've got your fall, I've got your Halloween, I've got costumes, I got all that fun stuff right now.
Well, I mean, if you're looking, you know, adults go to these parties and things of that nature and they want to dress up, you know, they need to come out and see if they can't put together a great costume from your place.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even if you're just looking for different clothes. Oh, like right now, our front theme is country. It's all cowboy, cowgirl. So if you're looking for something Western to wear, I've got you. It's out there. It's all decorated. I love it. I loved it. I tried so hard not to buy because I love all that country stuff. So I tried not. I was like, nope, I'm not going to buy it. I'm going to leave it. So
all of the Halloween, you mentioned not only costumes, but decorations, yes. Really anything you could want for Halloween.
We even got lights, pumpkins that light up, the decorations, you know, you put on your walls in the house or outside or stuff like that too. So we get really good stuff. We got really great donors. So yeah, if you got garage sales that you guys just had and you've got leftover holiday stuff, don't throw that away. Donate it, please, and we'll get it out there on the floor. Yeah. So yeah, secondhand.
So some of this Halloween and Christmas stuff, especially for holidays, do you get that, like, you know, in January and then hold on to it, or does it come in during the year? How does that happen?
Yes.
All of the above.
every donation, there's a Halloween piece, there's a Christmas piece, every donation. Yeah, because when you think about yard sales or garage sales, people hang on to that, throw it out there. It doesn't sell well, it's got to go to a place that's donation place. So, oh yeah, we get it all year round. So we do hang on to it, and when we get it out, it looks good because we make a whole room look good out of it. So.
Sure. Well, yeah. I mean, I was just thinking you've got to have some space to keep things stored for a bit.
We do. Luckily, the warehouse that we're in has kind of like an attic space, like a nice little walk-in stair attic, and so that's all just Halloween and Christmas.
Wow.
That attic space is just that. So, so we hang on to Easter. We'll hang on to St. Patrick's. We'll hang on to the 4th of July stuff. And so when that starts rolling around, we'll get that stuff out too.
Well, that sounds good. Yeah. And so Halloween is out. Christmas is coming.
Yes.
And I know you've probably got all the sweaters and, you know, sweatshirts and things like that. But what about any leftover summer stuff?
We do. We have a couple of rolling racks of they're a dollar. So it's women's summer tank tops, t-shirts, dresses, shorts. They're all a buck. So we've got some rolling racks left of just leftover summer. So they're all a dollar right now. Get that out. But yeah, our floor is full of fall and winter. So we've got the hoodies, the jackets, the sweaters. Yes, they are out.
And this weekend, something big is happening.
Yeah. So the last Friday of every month, we always have a fill a bag of books for $5. So we bring out all of our extra book bins, and we get that set up, and we give you a bag, and you can fill that sucker up for $5. And then, so that's the last Friday of every month. That always happens. But this weekend in particular, I thought, well, since we've got the whole floor set with Halloween and fall and we got all that good stuff out, we want people to come on in. So like all my clothes and shoes, that'll be on sale. Halloween will be on sale. Right now I've got my furniture is between like 15 to 50% off. So that kind of already started. So yeah, lamps will be on sale. So I'm going to have like a good Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just a good sale on the floor of all the new stuff that's come out.
Oh, cool. So yeah. This weekend, save big at Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift. And you mentioned furniture, and in the last few seconds here, for folks who have, you know, good used, gently used furniture, you do take that and do pickups, right?
We do pickups on Wednesdays. So I'm usually typically about 2 weeks out. So if you know you're going to have that yard sale, or you know you're about to downsize or get rid of or whatever that might look like, just give me a call and we'll set something up. So I do pickups on Wednesdays. Or if you got a truck, come on by, drop it off.
Yeah, very good. And tell me where we can find Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift.
Yes. So it is 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, right across the street from Dirt Cheap and Bargain Hunt. So right in that little nook.
Yeah, formerly, let's see, Mercury Boulevard.
Oh, yes,
and AG's, where AG's Sporting Goods was. That's where you can find Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
That's Jennifer Sanchez joining us today on the show. And again, Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. And thanks for joining us this morning. Hey, if you missed part of the show, check the podcast. It will be up shortly at WGNSradio.com.